3 million immigrants live in New York City, and 107,000 lawyers work here. But competent immigration attorneys are in short supply, leaving many newcomers at the mercy of a crowded, complex, and impersonal legal system. Now, a new program, the first of its kind in the country, aims to fix that problem. Modeled on the Peace Corps and Teach for America, the Immigrant Justice Corps could reshape immigrants' experience of American justice. WNYC's Morella Ivorick has the story.
In the cavernous basement of Temple Emmanuel, on the Upper East Side, young lawyers and college graduates are getting trained in the nuts and bolts of immigration law.
A lot of money had been transferred into his account, and they terminated his status prior to the 2 years.
They're the inaugural class of the Immigrant Justice Corps, selected from a pool of 500 applicants from across the country. 28-year-old Luis Manchano graduated law school last year. The roots of his interest grew from his identity as a gay man, coming out at 18 in his native Ecuador.
After being a victim of a horrendous crime that I don't feel comfortable with sharing, I went to the police and I reported it. Once I found out that the crime had happened at a local gay bar, they stated that I should have known better to not be there.
Manchano took up the study of law in Ecuador and came here on an exchange program. He won asylum on the grounds of being persecuted for being gay. Now, as an Immigrant Justice Corps fellow, Manchano says he feels like he's come full circle.
It makes me feel that I have purpose in my life, and it makes me feel that I took advantage of the opportunity of helping somebody who was like me.
Some of the city's top immigration attorneys are training Manchano and another 24 law school graduates, as well as 10 college graduates who will work as paralegals. The task they face is huge. Currently, 55,000 cases are pending in immigration court in New York City, but only 200 attorneys provide regular pro bono services.
You have no right to a lawyer in immigration court if you can't afford one.
Rachel Tiven is the executive director of the Immigrant Justice Corps.
That means that every year, thousands of New Yorkers are detained and deported without a lawyer.
Tiven says the new corps will dramatically reshape the field, adding 100 lawyers and paralegals over the next 3 years. The program will cost $4 million this year and is funded by foundations and private donors. In October, fellows will fan out to nonprofit organizations across the city.
New York Legal Assistance Group.
The New York Legal Assistance Group handled around 10,000 immigration cases last year. Melissa Chua is the group's supervising attorney.
Adding two fellows would give many, many more immigrants the chance to have competent counsel.
The Immigrant Justice Corps is the brainchild of Robert Katzman, chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which covers New York, Connecticut, and Vermont. Katzman says he saw a small number of immigration appeals in the late 1990s, but within a few years, it increased to 40% of the caseload.
Immigrants were not being well served by the counsel who were representing them.
He convened a group of legal experts to come up with ideas to address the problem back in 2008. 6 years later, Judge Katzman says he expects the young lawyers to make a big difference.
They will save lives. Families that would have been torn apart will be able to stay together. Non-citizens who have lived life in the shadow will be able to come out of the shadow.
The fellows also have high expectations. Some born outside the U.S., like Gloria Chacon, say they want to help their clients avoid the situations they found themselves in. She came to the U.S. from Honduras at 15 and says she spent 3 years here illegally because of her attorney's lack of expertise. She became a citizen last year.
I want to be a good attorney who really is able to help guide my clients through a very difficult and intimidating process.
Chacon says she expects to win a lot of cases. For WNYC, I'm Morella Ivorack.